flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it's time for today's prank phone call with the nephew. What you got for us today, nephew?
So this right here is your son is too fat. We down here at the daycare. I mean, it's just too much. The boy big, he eating too, your son too fat. You got to fess up to what's really going on with your kids. Your son too fat. That's it.
And you have the right to make the call.
You have my daycare. You got this great big old baby down here. Yeah, great big old baby.
Ironically, he won't confess what's going on with him, though.
Right.
Let's go, Cat.
Okay.
Your son too fat. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Mines Daycare, where your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you are familiar with my wife, Benita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay. How's our little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yes, yeah, since he was one.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, now there's no situation where you guys may be a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Wait a minute. Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records, and Lil Devon is 2.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of 2-year-olds? The majority of 2-year-olds in comparison to, I guess I should say size, in comparison to Devon's size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? Yeah, I mean, he's a little tall, you know. He wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but no, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy is tall. But he's doing
okay. So you don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity?
At 2, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, you're. I mean, your son's.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about. You think my son is a little overweight or what? He's what's the problem?
I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is
that
I'm noticing the records of everything as
well. Wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning that I dropped him off for a year and I give my daycare money, Miss Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? Do you deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
A gallon of milk? Y'all only get snacks two times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk, do you need me to drink a gallon?
But all I know is this.
I'm blown away by this because you calling me on a Sunday calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
Well, she's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you. Especially on a Sunday.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow if you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's what we can do. There's two alternatives here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works, and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay, ma'am, listen. If we can't get him at the regular weight that he needs to be at,
because obviously you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
His fat is coming every morning, if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house and home, I'll send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. Two full meals and two snacks. And if he needs extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day.
I don't care. There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Ma'am, here's the deal. I don't want you to have to stop bringing your son in.
And I'm not.
Here's my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in a day.
You ain't no damn doctor. Are you from the health food program?
Ma'am, I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you sitting up here telling me my damn son is going on a diet, and he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. So if that's graham crackers and apple juice, well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he want extra, he better get it.
Ma'am, listen, all I'm trying to tell you is your son drank too much. He drinks too much milk on a daily basis.
Whoa. You need to back the up. I know you did not cuss at me. I did not cuss at you.
No. I caught myself.
You got ready to cuss at me. Let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to worry about it. We don't have nothing else to talk about. My husband, me, your wife, and everybody that works at that damn daycare better be there in the morning because at 6:30, we going to be there. And my son, he's coming all week, and he going to eat all week. If he wants 2 gallons of milk, he gonna drink it. If he wants 2 plates of food, he gonna get it. Because I tell you what, we pay damn good money to come to that daycare. So,
let me explain something. You gonna bring your child up there, then I'm gonna have to put him on some Slim Fast. Now, I will put your child on Slim Fast. I was trying not to
give
go to this perspective, but I will.
Fast. Give him some Slim Fast, and you gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. I'm gonna whoop your and whoever gave it to him. Whoever gave it to him. They gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. All them little kids better have some Slim Fast. If he getting some, he better eat whatever they eating. If they eating steak, well, damn it, he better have some, too.
If we had steak, he'd probably eat the whole damn cow.
Well,
he
I don't care. I pay for it, but he better not get no Slim Fast. I will shut it the down about my child.
Okay, I got something else you need to know about your son.
What the else do I need to know besides you think my son is overweight? What the what else can you tell me today?
I need to tell you this. I need to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
What the did you just say? What the did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
I'm going to beat that to death. She knows I don't play about my damn son at all. That's my only son. I don't play about him. I'ma be. Is she there?
Can she hear me? Baby.
It's on after this. It's on.
It's on.
It is on.
Hey, I got one more thing I gotta ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's on. I'm whooping. It's on. I hope you can hear me. Wherever you at laughing, it's on.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have it. Your son is too fat, all right?
Almost got you on that one.
Big ups to all the parents out there. Soundstage Graceland, baby. Soundstage Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. The nephew is coming to town February the 8th, Super Bowl weekend. Tickets on sale right now. Land in the cut is Lexington, Kentucky. That's March 13, 14, 15. What else can I give you? Florida. Oh, Charlotte. Never mind. I'll get to you later. God.
Okay. All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.